This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We have the Supreme Court on the brain today, and not just because of President Bush's nomination of Harriet Myers to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. It's also the first Monday in October. That's the start of the court's new term, and that term began today with a new Chief Justice sitting in the center chair and with Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick in the courtroom. Dahlia, welcome back. And there was a ceremony, I guess, for Justice Roberts now before things got started?
Yes, there was a sort of ceremony installing him initially this morning. Then there was a sort of little photo op on the front steps of the court with a very, very sweet moment between Justice Roberts and his little son, Jack, who was wearing short pants and a bow tie. The big news, to the extent there was any, is that Roberts has removed the stripes. He's not wearing the gold stripes that Chief Justice Rehnquist had put on his sleeves to sort of demarcate him as Chief Justice.
All right. Well, then he went in and got to work. How did he do there in just this opening day? What happened?
Well, Alex, it's another one of those moments where you remember why the Supreme Court isn't televised. There's just so many ways that you can listen to oral arguments. So, you know, his head was cocked to the left, it was cocked to the right, his glasses were on, they were off. Not a lot to report except to say that he was extremely well prepared, quite aggressive in his questioning, just showed absolutely no signs of being cowed or intimidated. Or that he was 35 years younger than you know, the guy sitting to his right, John Paul Stevens. He was absolutely in command from the get-go, and he did a terrific job.
The Chief Justice exercises most of his influence behind the scenes. Just remind us, will you, what powers is he going to exercise as Chief Justice?
Well, the really important thing is the assignment power. He has the power to tell which justices he wants to write opinions when he's in the majority, and that can be used very strategically. It has been in the past. Other than that, it's essentially an administrative function. I mean, he sort of runs the courts. But what really is important, I think, is just setting a tone. That's what Chief Justices, you know, if you think of the great ones like Rehnquist or Warren or Marshall, that's what they do, is they sort of set a tone for the court.
And from appearances today, his tone is going to be smart and authoritative?
Smart, very respectful. I don't think it's completely insignificant that he's not wearing those gold bars. I think he's going to be a little more sort of of the mind that he is equal to his colleagues. And I think that he really is respectful of them. He listened very, very politely, looked at each justice as they spoke. And I think that signals a real respect for the others on the court and their seniority.
Any buzz up there about the nomination of Harriet Myers this morning?
Well, you know, I think everybody is sort of underwhelmed. I think there's a sense that, you know, the best that can be said is that no one hates her. But you know, there's a feeling that this was not on par with the Roberts nomination.
Huh. Okay. Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and a regular guest here on Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.